Daily Brief, May 29, 2026, Top of Mind. The single most important development is the apparent US-Iran 60-day ceasefire MOU, pending Trump's sign-off. Brent is down 19% this month, on track for the biggest monthly drop since 2020, fueling a global equity rally. The S&P 500 is on a 9-week winning streak, and the Nasdaq has surged 24% over the past 2 months, the largest 2-month gain since 2009. This is a macro liquidity event. Lower oil, lower inflation fears, relief for rate-sensitive assets. If the deal collapses, hedge for a violent reversal in oil, energy equities, and inflation breakevens. Catalyst Radar, June 16, BOJ policy decision, market pricing, at a 40 BP hike. Japan spent a record 73.6 billion on yen intervention in the past month. Next week, Eurozone CPI, expected above 3%. ECB is now pricing 2 hikes. SpaceX IPO expected mid-June. Anthropic and OpenAI filings this year. Markets, oil, Brent, nut $91, headed for Tolden 19% monthly decline. UBS notes crude loadings inside the Gulf remain extremely low. Iran May loadings below 0.3 MBPD versus 1.5 MMS in April. Stalemate on vessel traffic persists despite ceasefire headlines. Equities, S&P 500 futures plus 0.1%, on track for 9th consecutive weekly gain. Kospi plus 3.5%, Nikkei plus 2%, Taiwan plus 2%. Asian AI semiconductor stocks leading. Bonds, 10Y UST yield, are shot their 4.45%, down from nearly 4.7% earlier this month. Ultra-short bond funds have taken in more money than any other fixed income ETF category this year. A defensive posture from institutional money. Currencies, Bloomberg dollar spot. Index plus 0.7% in May, but strategists, Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo, expect reversal as other central banks tighten more aggressively. Yen intervention, YMIR 1173T, 73.6B, spent April 28, May 27. Commodities, gold above $4,500 on rate hike fears easing. Aluminum backwardation hit 97 ton, highest since 2007, as combined LMEE, CMEE, HS, HFE inventories cover less than 5 days of global supply. Positioning, Citadel's Rubner notes systematic flows can continue extending the rally. VIX remains suppressed. Corporate bond spreads are at generational tights, 5.3% yield on IG, but near 1990s level compensation for credit risk versus treasuries. Economy, PCE, April headline 3.8% YOY, fastest since May 2023. Core 3.3%, monthly reading slightly softer, BIA 0.2% core. But the trend is clearly re-accelerating. Real spending barely rose, MIA 0.1%. Q1 GDP revised down to 1.6% from 2%. Fed, Schmid, Kansas City, said now is not the time to let down our guard and signaled optionality for a hike. Cook and Waller have both said they can't rule out hikes. Williams argued for looking through supply shocks. The divergence is real. The Fed is not unified. Europe, Eurozone inflation staying above 2% in all top 4 economies. France 2.8%, Italy 3.3%, Spain 3.6%, Germany 2.7%. ECB account showed officials increasingly believe looking through is not appropriate. 2 rate hikes now priced. Credit card stress, 90-day delinquency rate hit 13.12%, highest in 15 years. Total balance 1.25T. Corporate profits share of GDI hit 12.1%. Highest since 1950, while labor share fell to 51%, lowest since 1947. This divergence explains the market versus consumer sentiment gap. Business, finance. Dell. Revenue surged 88% on AI server demand. AI server revenue, plus 757%. Full year outlook raised. Stock plus 135% pre-market. Pentagon awarded a 9.7B contract. CNBC notes Trump held Dell shares purchased in February, now showing 1.5 fam, 7.5 minted to paper profit. Gap, cut full-year revenue guidance. Old Navy comparable sales, plus 1% versus 3% expected. Stock, 15%. American Eagle, AEO. Namesake banner comparable sales, 2%, miss. Aerie, plus 25%, beat. Stock, 11%. Banks, JPM CEO Diamond said trading and IB revenue may beat guidance. Goldman sees M&A volume near 2021 record. Bank CEOs universally bullish on consumer despite sentiment data. SpaceX cut IPO valuation target to at least 1.8 TT from 2 TT. Musk's public comments on the Anthropic compute deal, conflict with the S-1, 90-day versus potential short-term cancellation clause, material disclosure risk flagged by Columbia Law. Costco, Co-ST, revenue beat, record gasoline volumes as consumers seek cheaper fuel. First-time members coming for gas. Blue Origin, New Glenn rocket exploded during static fire test at Cape Canaveral. NASA's moon base plans affected. World geopolitics. US-Iran MOU mostly agreed for 60-day ceasefire extension. Key unsettled language points relate to nuclear program and Strait of Hormuz reopening. Trump has not signed off. Conflict. Axios Reuters report progress. NYT notes disagreements remain. Besant warned Oman against tolling the strait. Trump said, "We'll have to blow 'em up." Simultaneous military action. Iran launched ballistic missiles at Kuwait, intercepted, attack drones at the strait. Fighting continues despite ceasefire headlines. Russia-NATO. A Russian drone struck an apartment building in Romania. NATO member. NATO's Reuter said alliance is ready to defend every inch. EU preparing 21st sanctions package. This is a significant escalation vector. Europe-China. EU fined Temu 200 malers for unsafe goods. Record trade deficit with China, 418B in 2025. Panic in Brussels over Chinese EV and industrial dominance, G7 next month. Oman threat, unprecedented, Trump threatened military action against a GCC ally. Gulf states watching closely, technology, AI. Anthropic versus OpenAI. Anthropic now valued at 900B versus OpenAI's 730B, pre-raise. Revenue run rate surged from 4 BDAs last July to 47 BDAs now. Claude code driving adoption. Mythos model spooking governments over cybersecurity vulnerabilities. First profitable quarter expected. NVIDIA, NVDA, plus 2% post-earnings despite 14th consecutive beat. Key insight, even at 5.4 TT market cap, NVDA trades at 30x forward earnings, growing 100% plus revenue. CPU business alone, 20B visibility, nears Intel's entire DC segment. Memory chips, total market cap of Samsung, plus SK Hynix, plus Micron now 3T plus, 22% above the world's three most valuable oil companies. Long-term supply contracts reshaping the business model, Samsung shipping HBM4E samples. Dell server play, HPE plus 20%, SMCI plus 112%, Lenovo plus 22% on Dell's blowout. The picks and shovels trade is broadening. Photonics, NVDA invested 2 billion in Lumentum and Coherent since March. Optical connectivity scaling is the next bottleneck. Lumentum publishes 134% YTD. Standouts. BP, ousted chair Manifold is publicly fighting back, saying lies are being told about his conduct. Governance risk for BP equity and credit. Fervo Energy, FRVO, geothermal IPO A plus 42% from offer. 658 MW Dalov of binding PPAs at 7.2 billion. First commercial unit comes online, Okati A1, real revenue catalyst. Japan's record intervention, Y-Hitnin 1173T spent in a month. Effectiveness questioned, stealth intervention at 158.50, 159.50. Stealth treasury selling adding upward pressure on US yields. Indigo surprise loss of 267 meters on Forex losses. Indian rupee weakness accelerating. Airline sector under pressure from fuel costs and currency depreciation. ABC versus FCC, Disney filed license renewals under protest. First early renewal demand in 50 plus years. First Amendment showdown, implications for media sector regulation under Trump.